70 passengers who took a weekend flight from Austin to Phoenix were briefly held on the plane afterwards, and some said they were told to take treatment for tuberculosis after a fellow passenger was removed from the plane by health authorities. U.S. Airways officials say the passenger was initially cleared to fly, but that his status was changed to no fly during the flight, and that the flight crew was informed of the change after they were contacted by the TSA. Dr. William Schaffner is an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville, the one we turn to with stories like this. So, Dr. Schaffner, just first, how serious would it be if indeed there was a tuberculosis-infected patient on a flight?
Well, Robin, good to be with you. If there were a patient with active tuberculosis, someone who was infectious to others on a plane, first of all, the risk would be relatively low. It would be finite, but low. And the local health department, in collaboration with other health departments, would provide the passengers information and perhaps testing for tuberculosis.
Well, this is interesting because it gets to, okay, what should they do if, in fact, this man had tuberculosis, which apparently these patients, these travelers, were not told. But reportedly, they were told by some first responders that they might want to get tuberculosis TB shots. Is that what you would do?
Well, let's take it one step at a time. First, tuberculosis is a bacterial infection of the lungs, which can be communicable to others, transmitted through close contact through the air. The inanimate environment is not a problem, the blankets and the seat rests and such as that. In very large planes, there have been people who've had active tuberculosis, and investigations have discovered if it's a long flight, the people usually two rows in front and two rows in back have been at some risk of acquiring the infection. And that's because in those large planes, the air handling is very segmental. However, this is a small plane. So we had, some 70 passengers plus a small number of crew. So we might think of them all as potentially exposed. So what would happen? Let's say there were a patient who had active TB. We would do TB tests on all of the patients, and this is where the shot comes in. It's usually a skin test, although a blood test could be used today, to determine their status at time zero. And then we would repeat the process in 3 months. It takes a while for TB to actually create an infection that can be detected by the test. So we would do baseline testing at time zero, and then in 3 months or thereabouts, we would repeat the test to see if anyone had converted from negative to positive.
Well, meanwhile, it's such a reminder that you never know who you're sitting with on an airplane. This gentleman was taken off in a mask. Obviously, something happened mid-flight where maybe he had been tested and the test came through and the airline was notified. So it's just a cautionary tale. You don't know who you're sitting with.
Well, it is a cautionary tale, of course, and we're more familiar with people catching colds while they're flying or perhaps even occasionally a case of influenza. I should emphasize that if you do convert, we have treatment to make sure that you don't get sick with the disease.
Right. So follow up if you are on that flight or any other in the future in which you're informed that someone with TB was on it. Dr. William Schaffner, infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville. Thanks so much.
Sure. Safe flying.
You too.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.